Yes, every day. There's not a day goes by when I don't. And that was the same, you know, when he was alive and I was living away from home in various different locations. I'd ring him every day. We'd always chat, and we were best friends, my dad and I. And I often think, you know, I lost my dad, but I also lost the very best friend I had as well. And that for me was really, really difficult. And the sense of loss, I'm sure you can appreciate.
I can appreciate. And, you know, John, hearing you talk about your dad there makes me think about what it must have been like, not just for you, but for the rest of your family, because your daughter was 10
yes,
at the time as
that's
well.
That's right, yes.
Your wife was also living in London.
Yes.
And then there's your mum. When did your mum die, John?
My mum passed away in 2005, so that was 12 years after the event with my dad.
So what were those 12 years like then for your mum after the death of your
dad? Very, very difficult. And I'll take you right back to the night that it happened. So the event occurred, I think it was about 8:58, I've got sort of etched in my mind, but it wasn't until about 4 o'clock the following morning that we actually got back to Merthyr. The police took me home, and I then had to break the news to my mum. And I remember knocking on the door, and my mum opened the door and saw the two policemen, and she'd obviously heard that somebody had been killed in the stadium, and she just pointed her finger and said, "That man who was killed was your father," and then just collapsed into that. We had a doctor waiting because, as I say, my mum wasn't a well lady at the time, and there were concerns, you know, whether she'd be able to sustain the shock, really. So that's why we had the doctors on hand.
And she knew straight away as soon as she knocked
yes,
that door?
Yes. There was a sense of foreboding preceding the events of that day. I know my mum had said months later that when my dad left the house to catch the train to Cardiff to meet me, she was saying, you know, my dad was never a very demonstrative man, but this particular day he said goodbye to my mum and then came back to the house to say goodbye to her again and give her a big hug and picked her up, which was something very, very uncharacteristic of my dad.
He wouldn't have done that usually.
No, that wasn't my dad's style. And my mum said, you know, at the time she felt the power of the love when he was giving her that hug, and she found it very strange. And she said from that minute on during that day, she started to feel perhaps a little bit ill at ease and a sense of foreboding, if you like, which proved to bear, really.